That is the Boston band Barrence Whitfield and the Savages. Like many others, the band found a second home at Somerville's Johnny D's, the restaurant and music club that's been a fixture in Davis Square for more than 40 years. But after all those decades, this weekend, the music stops as the owner closes the venue to convert it into a mixed-use building. As the Artery's Amelia Mason reports this morning, it's the final turn in the long evolution of Johnny D's and its home in Davis Square.
Carla DeLellis sits in the restaurant and music club that's been in her family since 1969. The bar dates back even longer and went by Murphy's Uptown until Carla's father, John, the eponymous Johnny, stepped in.
My father was a police officer and he used to walk the beat. So he had gotten friendly with the owners of the bar. And they were like, come on, John, why don't you buy it?
Johnny D's wasn't even a restaurant back then. It was just a little dive bar squeezed next to a fish market and a hardware store on Holland Street in Somerville.
I mean, you used to get away with just selling Slim Jims and cheese puffs and sometimes hard-boiled eggs, and that was the food.
The music didn't vary much either, with just a handful of bands rotating through.
Country Western was very big back in the 70s. Like, very big.
Well, I heard the news, they're gonna boogie woogie tonight.
Rockabilly legend Sleepy LaBeef was a favorite during the early years. Back then, Johnny D's was a popular haunt for day drinkers and even biker gangs.
Carla's mother had some fairly rigid rules about who could and couldn't come in.
Dana Westover has been working at Johnny D's for decades as an audio engineer and show booker.
One of them was you couldn't come in with a tank top because that signified you were a gang member, because the guys would, you know, they'd want the tattoos to be visible, so nobody with a tank top. And she did that till the day she died. You know, completely different clientele, everything. But didn't matter her. No tank tops. That's it, you know.
Just picture an old sort of worn down country and western place with guys sitting at the bar with a shot and a beer having a cigarette.
Mike Qualtier is a bartender at Johnny D's. When the Red Line was extended to Davis Square in 1984, the neighborhood began to transform, and Johnny D's found itself on the forefront of the neighborhood's shift to a cultural and nightlife destination.
Now, for the first time, like a younger crowd would come in. Students and graduate students and young professionals would come in.
And then it was like, whoa, we have access to people beyond Somerville. So in about 87, 88 is when I really started changing the music.
Johnny D's survived for decades by programming a wide range of music, like blues legend Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson performing here at Johnny D's. It became a home for local artists and a hot spot for an eclectic array of genres, from Afropop to Cajun to blues. It was a launching pad for future stars, like the Dixie Chicks and Alison Krauss, and there was always the possibility that a big name might make a surprise appearance. Johnny D's general manager, Maria Corey, remembers one of those times. The singer-songwriter Peggy Young was scheduled to play that night.
This guy comes in, and he's like, oh, I need to speak to the manager. And he's like, we're going to need some police escort. We're going to need, like, some help. And I was like, Peggy Young? And she sold, like, 50 tickets.
Turns out her husband at the time, Neil Young, was planning to play with her.
And before you know it, we have like capacity and people were standing outside. So we opened up the windows. It was winter. And then he was wearing a shirt and jeans, you know, like Neil Young, but it's on stage as a backup. That was the craziest thing that ever happened here.
For many, Johnny D's was special for more personal reasons. They went there for brunch with their families and for drinks with their friends.
I think Johnny D's became a place to go where you felt comfortable, where you knew the music was going to be good. It became a real community spot.
Ken Irwin founded Rounder Records not far from Johnny D's and became a regular.
I met a girlfriend there. My wife and I went to Johnny D's the night we got married. Yeah, I'm sure I wasn't the only one who felt that it was home away from home.
When Carla DeLellis announced in July that she was planning to close Johnny D's, people assumed that the club must be in financial trouble. But DeLellis says that it was mostly a matter of work-life balance. She has four kids, and running Johnny D's is a round-the-clock job. To those closest to her, the announcement didn't come as a huge surprise. For bartender Mike Qualtier, the realization hit one night when he came in to do some business paperwork and ran into a problem that needed to go to the boss.
So I walk into Carla's office, and she had planned to go home, you know, a couple hours earlier. And now she's just getting ready to go home. I said, Carla.
Carla, he said, you got to look at this, and it might take some time. Her shoulders slumped. She was supposed to cook dinner for her kids that night.
So she said, give me a minute. She called her home. She's talking to, I think, her youngest daughter. And she says, no, honey, mommy loves you, but I have to work. I have to work. I'll be home. No, I promise I'll be home. But I look over. She's got tears running down her cheeks. I figured, nah, there's no way.
No way she could keep up that grueling schedule. It was time for a change. Just as Johnny D's changed the face of Davis Square and left its mark on Boston's music scene.
Johnny D's, ha, where you can move your feet. To Johnny D's, ha, 4 nights a week. Johnny
for 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Amelia Mason.
Take the red line to Johnny D's.
Hey, this is Play the Shrink talking to you. Turn up your radio and listen.
To take the red line to the Davis stop. Or walk out of the door and you can hear the place rock so close. Easy to be found, the place to see for not to week. To hear the best bands in town, pull up a stool.
Uh-huh.
You know the place is so cool, so here's the plan.
What's that?
If you like live bands and you have a little drink and then you start to think, where am I? And right then before you can think, someone says, what that say? To Johnny D's, ha, where you can move your feet. To Johnny D's, ha, 4 nights a week. Johnny D's, lots of good times. To Johnny D's, and you can take the red line. To Johnny D's.
Johnny D's. Howard Street, Somerville, featuring local, regional, and national acts every Wednesday through Saturday nights across the street from the T in Davis Square, receiving for 250 people. Check it out.
Johnny D's.